Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. In the book, Beth Moore gives 16 claims that were consistent claims from many people she interviewed who are godly people who were enticed by sin. And I want to try to squeeze these in. Okay, so the first one was they're caught off guard by a sudden onslaught of temptation or attack. It was like they did not know where it came from. If there's low places in your wall, that's where the enemy's going to get in. And so because they were hit out of nowhere. And the second is the season of overwhelming temptation and seduction often followed huge spiritual markers with God. So those who endured, who did what one of the callers did, where she went to her husband and walked in the light, these people that Beth interviewed came into a whole new place of expanded territory, of great blessing and relationship or ministry or whatever it is God had for them. But those who fell missed it and realized that God just ahead had a blessing. But so often before you take new land, you're tested. Not that God tests you, but that enemy. He sees the Calvary Mountain on the hill getting ready to come on your behalf, and he throws in an attack. Three, everyone described a mental bombardment where they were just onslaughted by seductive thoughts, temptations, insecurities, discontentment, whatever it is. And again, that's where you have it in you with the Spirit of God in you to win the battle of the mind. Number four, many of those caught in relational seductions testified that Satan got them to them through somebody close by. That's really important to know. Just to be paying attention to your personal boundaries with your coworkers, with your neighbors, with your friends. Five, many testified to early warning signals where the flare was going up in the air and they didn't want to do it. They want to listen. Casey was saying in that clip, I just justified it. Runs in the family or, ministry, whatever. Six, many described their sudden behavioral pattern as totally uncharacteristic. Like, I've never acted like that in my life. And really looking back, going, I don't know what got into me. Seven, virtually all of them described feelings and practices of isolation. And the enemy, he loves isolation. He wants to isolate you, make you feel like you're alone, make you feel like nobody else relates to you, and you just get deeper and deeper into the sin. Eight, without exception, deception and some level of secrecy are involved, where you're deceiving yourself, maybe deceiving others. Number nine, an overwhelming feeling of being powerless over the situation. And what Beth writes here is, believers are only powerless in their own strength. God has promised to provide a way of escape for every temptation. The power of seduction is indescribable, however, not inescapable, not even totally irresistible, but it is indescribable. So if you're walking through a time like that, walk in the light. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.